China today accused the United States of rude interference in its domestic affairs by allowing Taiwan's President Chen Shui-bian to make a stopover in the United States en route to Latin America. A foreign ministry spokesman said the visit will inevitably harm U.S.-Chinese relations. Chen arrived in New York yesterday, accompanied by his wife, Wu Shujian. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Whenever there's a rally in Taiwan for Chen Shui-bian's Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, Wu Shujian is there, on stage in her wheelchair. Most agree she was a major asset in her husband's battle to become president last year. Wu's story is inextricably linked to Taiwan's emergence as a fully-fledged democracy. One day in 1985, she was out campaigning with Chen Shui-bian in what were the first stirrings of political opposition to the all-powerful ruling Kuomintang Party, or KMT. Suddenly, a truck rounded a corner and knocked Wu to the ground. The truck driver braked, threw the vehicle into reverse, and ran over her again. She wasn't expected to live, but did eventually recover. She's been paralyzed from the chest down and confined to a wheelchair ever since. Though a police investigation was inconclusive, Chen Shui-bian himself and a large sector of the Taiwanese population believe it was a political hit. The Cold War had imposed a black-and-white viewpoint of the China-Taiwan standoff. China was big bad communism after all. Taiwan was supposedly the free Chinese world. But the reality was very different. Chiang Kai-shek ruled Taiwan with an iron fist in the 50s and 60s. As the island of some 20 million people began to develop economically, slowly its political consciousness emerged. Chen Shui-bian and Wu Shujian represented the new voice that dared to speak up against the one-party state. Ordinary people were, of course, still fearful of mainland communism, but they also wanted freedoms within Taiwan. However, in the 80s, entrenched interests were not giving up power easily. In addition to the incident that left Wu Shujian paralyzed, Chen Shui-bian himself spent time in jail, and families of other opposition politicians were mysteriously attacked, some even murdered. Chen Shui-bian admits that his wife's paralysis caused him endless soul-searching, but he also says that it pushed him on even harder to help change Taiwan's political system. That started to happen in 1987, and multi-party elections were then introduced in the early 90s, largely as a result of pressure from Chen Shui-bian's party. Last year, against all predictions, Chen Shui-bian defeated the Kuomintang in presidential elections. Wu Shujian was by his side then, a living reminder of the struggle the Taiwanese have gone through to achieve democracy, and a vivid symbol of why so many Taiwanese do not yet want reunification with China. They've struggled so long at such high cost for political reform within Taiwan, they say, they can't go back to one-party rule. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Taipei.